Cities around New England have tried in recent years to restrict panhandling, but those efforts have run into legal challenges over free speech rights. After its unsuccessful effort, the city of Portland, Maine, is trying a more benevolent approach. Reporter Fred Bever explains.
Derek Cody is a Portland native who's been on the streets for a while. Heroin and a partner's death, he says, have contributed to his homelessness for the past 5 years. He brings in a few dollars each day, standing on a median strip.
This is the best spot right here.
When things are going well, Cody says he and other panhandlers can make some decent cash at choice spots like this intersection, where commuters' cars line up on their way to and from the highway that transects the city. And he adds, they share the territory.
No, we work it out. Like, I'll stay for a couple hours, and when I'm satisfied, I'll wave him over. Like, he's waiting for this spot. I usually stay and make about 30, 40 bucks in a couple hours.
4 years ago, panhandlers like Cody were under siege, with business owners and residents in this booming mini-metropolis loudly complaining to City Hall about proliferating and aggressive begging. City officials responded by banning panhandling for the medians, calling it a public safety issue. The courts called it a free speech issue and threw the ordinance out on constitutional grounds. Now, instead of the back of its hand, the city is offering a helping hand.
It's a homeless person, makeshift campsite, cardboard beds.
Just a few weeks ago, Peter LaRoche's chief income came from panhandling, one legacy of his struggles with homelessness and addiction. But now, he's wielding a trash grabber and a big yellow rubberized bag, working 2 days a week cleaning up the city's many green spaces, including this strip of parkland that surrounds the city's back cove. And as part of its new Opportunity Crew project, the city is paying him its minimum wage, $10.68 an hour. That's more, LaRoche says, than he can make on the medians.
Extra money in my pocket to help me out. And, you know, and help the environment as well. And we get fed breakfast and lunch, so that's definitely a bonus. I'm actually a bigger part of the community than I, you know, was back when I was in a hard spot.
LaRoche and a friend, both sporting bright green Opportunity Crew safety vests, are the first recruits to the pilot program. On-site manager Matt Pryor, who has a long history working with Portland's homeless, says he hopes to round up enough recruits to staff the program with 5 or 6 people, 2 or 3 days a week, and spruce up the city.
We've been out here for 3 days so far. We've gotten, we got 30 bags of trash so far, just removed from, 4 sites. Obviously, the end goal is to help people get maybe more long-term employment and not be counting on 2 or 3 days a week that they can work with me.
Pryor says he has more recruits in line, and they should be ready to go soon, once they iron out problems getting access to birth certificates and state IDs they need to get paid, a barrier that Pryor says many of the city's panhandlers face. He's also acting as a nexus to connect them with shelter, addiction, mental health, and other services. The effort marks a contrast to the national trend. According to a recent report by the National Law Center on Homelessness and Poverty, the number of cities that bar panhandling altogether has risen by more than 40% over the last decade, and more than 60% of U.S. cities now prohibit the practice in at least some public places. Still, a few, including Denver, Chicago, San Jose, and now Portland, are taking their cue from Albuquerque, New Mexico, and its mayor, John Barry.
Sometimes the easiest way is just to prohibit things, but the punitive approach isn't working, and we're certainly not getting to the root of the problem.
2 years ago, Barry, a Republican, pioneered Albuquerque's There's a Better Way program, sending a van around town to recruit panhandlers to gather garbage and other debris. Since then, he says, the recruits have put in 2,000 workdays, cleaned up nearly 500 city blocks, and connected more than 250 people to permanent work. Perhaps just as importantly, Barry says, the program has solicited community donations and received nearly $60,000 in response.
So not only are we giving people the dignity of work, helping connect them to the services at the end of the day, paying them cash, building them up as human beings, but we're also telling our community we can do better if we work together.
Portland officials plan to follow suit. Through public signage and other means, they hope to get public donations too, and eventually expand the program's $42,000 budget to enable a 5-day-a-week work effort. They also say they don't expect to end panhandling in the city anytime soon, but they do hope to create a new tool to improve the quality of life of all who walk and drive the city's streets. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.